This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Last week, we talked about the spirit of Legion and how he gets his right to attack us when we have wounds in our soul. Jesus said, "The prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me that's in common with him, so he has no power over me." The way we gain power and authority over the enemy is by having nothing in our soul that's in common with Satan. And I ought to know, I had so many wounds in my soul that were in common with the enemy. I was a mess. For years, I was on the streets doing dope, dealing drugs, robbing and strong-arming people, even doing collections where I would go and force people at gunpoint to pay their drug debt. All that sin wounded me, and those wounds caused me to have something in common with the kingdom of darkness. When I got the wounds healed, that's when Satan had no power over me, and I finally had authority over him instead. Now, when I rebuke disease and disorder in Jesus' name, it goes. This week, we're gonna look at some of the specific assignments the spirit of Legion has against you and your family. I'm gonna show you through the word that he is one of the spirits that causes bacteria, viruses, and flus to come upon us. Have you been battling with constant sickness? Do you or your loved ones suffer from constant flu symptoms, ear infections, sinus infections, bacterial disorders, and viruses? Does your family seem to catch everything that's going around these days? They could be susceptible to these sicknesses because they're dwelling among the tombs. They may have a wound in their soul that is allowing the spirit of Legion to put these illnesses on them. Since I've been healed of the wounds that I have in common with Legion, I have not had the flu once or been afflicted with any bacterial diseases, and I used to get them all the time. You're gonna love this program because you and your family are about to close the door on sickness. In this program, we're gonna talk about how demonic influence can gain access to your life if you have a wound inside your soul that's in common with that spirit. Listen to what Jesus says in John 14, okay? It says this, "I will not talk with you much more, for the prince, the evil genius ruler of the world is coming, and he has no claim on me." Now listen to this, "He has nothing in common with me. He has nothing in me that belongs to him, so he has no power over me." There was nothing in Jesus that was in common with the enemy, and that is why the enemy had no power over him. He came as a man. He came as a man. And he's showing us in this statement how we as men can have total power over the enemy. We will when we have nothing in common with the enemy. Let's look at another example. Same thing happened in this story. It's in Mark 5. Now this is a great story because it's about one of the most biggest, powerful, meanest, ugliest, nastiest demons on the planet. Spirit of Legion. Night and day he was among the tombs, beating and bruising and cutting himself with stones. And when from a distance he saw Jesus, he ran and fell on his knees before him in homage. And this is what he said. Now listen. And crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? What is there in common between us? I implore you, do not torment me." Wow. Why? Why is the spirit so afraid of this man named Jesus? He says it right there, because there was nothing in common between them. Let's go back to Mark 5 again, amen? Now we're going to look at the man who was the demoniac in this story, who was completely under the control of Legion, and we're going to see why that was. And I'm going to show you, it's because of what was in his soul. Start in verse 2.
It says, when Jesus came out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He had his dwelling among the tombs. Verse 5. Night and day he was among the tombs. See, the Bible says three times that man was living among the tombs. When the Bible says something three times, you should listen. So it's like when Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you. The Bible's trying to point something out. It's giving us a hint. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Amen. So when I read it, I thought, babe, I better look at this. All right. So I did. I looked up the word tombs there. And it actually means to recall or to remember. That's what a tombstone makes you do, right? Makes you recall or remember someone's life. Well, that's what a soul wound is inside of you. It's a tombstone. Causes you to recall and remember that painful thing that happened to you all those years ago. You might not even realize it's happening. But that painful event or that sin that's wounded you is still controlling you. It's still a tombstone inside of you, causing you to recall and to remember the hurtful thing that caused that wound inside your soul. Amen. See, it says three times that the demoniac was living among the tombs. He was living out of the woundedness of his past. And I believe that's one of the reasons why Legion had the right to totally afflict him. Now, let's just prove it solidly through another scriptural word there. It says, I think it's verse 5. Verse 3, it says that he, quote, was dwelling among the tombs. Dwelling among the tombs. What does that mean? If you look up that word dwell in the Greek, in the Strong's, here is the meaning of the word, listen. It's a metaphor for divine powers and influences that are said to dwell in the soul, to pervade, to prompt, and to govern it. Wow. I just got to say it again. Ready? Powers and influences that are said to dwell in the soul, to pervade, to prompt, and to govern the soul. Did you hear that? That man was under the control of Legion because he was dwelling among the tombs. He was dwelling out of the woundedness of his past. And that gave Legion the right to pervade, to prompt, and to govern and control his soul and the rest of his being. We're dwelling among the tombs. There's woundedness inside of us that we don't even know about. We could have had it passed down to us from our ancestors. You could be right now dealing with a wound that came from mom and dad, grandma, great grandma. You could be dealing from a wound that came when you were a child and you don't even remember. You could be dealing with a wound that came when someone sinned against you and you've forgiven them, but you didn't realize that you also needed to get the wound healed. And that wound is causing these demonic powers to be able to afflict you. You're dwelling among the tombs. It allows spirits like Legion to pervade and to govern and to influence and control your life because of what's in your soul. Amen? You know, I just want to, a rabbit trail just for a moment here. Just for a moment. I want to ask, has anybody here ever had a sickness that you got healed of, but then it came back? You got a miracle, and it came back. All right? Yeah, raise your hands really high again. See that? There's a lot of people. All right, why does that happen? Why does that happen? Let me see if I can find the scripture so I can explain it to you. Okay? Let's look at this scripture really fast, and then I want to return to the story of Legion. Do you remember in Luke 11, it talks about an unclean spirit returning to people, coming back to people? Let's read it really quick, okay? Verse 24 says, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry and arid places, seeking rest and finding none. He says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds that house swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and they dwell there. And they dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Okay, there's been a lot of debate about this scripture. There's also a lot of established doctrine. I'm not here to try to establish a new doctrine, to try to confront or change any old established doctrines, but I would just like to bring a new perspective to why this spirit is able to return to a person with seven spirits more wicked than themselves. The established, the most normal established doctrine about this scripture is that the person this scripture is talking to or referring to is not saved. They do not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and that is why those spirits are able to return. Okay, well, that's great. I understand their position on that. But when I read it, I had a little bit of difficulty believing that this person was not saved, because it said when that spirit came back, it found that house swept and put in order. I can't imagine anybody who didn't have the Holy Spirit being swept and put in order. Can you? I'm having a hard time being swept and put in order, and I got the Spirit of God, amen? But do you understand? So I'm like, well, if it's not that, if this person indeed is saved and has the Holy Spirit, what would enable that evil demon to come back with seven spirits more wicked than themselves and make that person worse off than they were before? What happens? Why? Well, the key's in that word dwell. It says that he goes out and he takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than themselves, and then they come and they enter in and they dwell there. You remember what the word dwell means? It means divine powers and influences that are said to dwell in the soul, to pervade, to prompt, and to govern the soul. That's in the Strong's. To me, that means that it was a wound in that person's soul that allowed that spirit to come back with seven spirits more wicked than itself. It wasn't that that person was devoid of the Holy Spirit. It was because they had a wound in their soul. You got to understand, we're three-part beings. People say that no spirit can afflict a Christian. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be like that. But obviously, just by experience alone, we know that is not true. But why? How could that possibly be? Because we have the indwelling of Christ's Spirit in us, which is perfect. So people say, we have the Holy Spirit, we have Christ. There's no way a demon and the Holy Spirit could be in the same place. No, but you are one person, but you are three parts. Your body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. And though your spirit is perfect on your regeneration, your soul isn't. And that's what's giving those spirits the right to come back and dwell there. So if you have a reoccurring issue that you get, you know, you get healed or delivered of it, and then it returns and it gets worse, healed and deliver it, then it returns, it gets worse, what do? You pray for your soul to be healed. You pray what we've been talking about. The blood from the cross gets rid of any sin that would wound your soul, and the dunamis power that comes from the resurrection. Because Paul talked about that. He said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. That's the word dunamis. And that word dunamis means excellence of soul. Excellence of soul. It's the power that makes your soul excellent. And you were baptized into Christ. You went down in death with him at the cross. You have the blood. But you also came up to new life with him at the resurrection. You have dunamis power. It's already yours. You just have to step into it now. You just have to use your faith to believe it. This isn't a gospel of works. This is a gospel of grace. You've already received what you need to have your soul healed. You just have to believe it and activate into it. Decree it and pray it. Amen? And then that wound inside of you that's allowing those spirits to continually return and dwell there will be healed, and you will get healed of that sickness, and it will never come back again.
When we teach inmates how to receive healing in their soul, we see real results. I am living proof that a career criminal can be transformed to the point of being able to change the world. Jesus said, "Send out harvesters into the field." Guess what? Some of those harvesters are in prison. There are millions of people waiting for their kingdom assignment. We just need to get them healed, trained, and released into their destiny. For several years, this has been our mission, and now you can help.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a life change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus 4-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul.
I was chronically sick for years, and nothing brought relief. Then God gave me this powerful teaching called The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul. That's when I got miraculously healed. This CD set answers questions about the wounded soul that I haven't addressed on this program. It also includes easy to follow steps to getting your family healed too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
So Legion, God has legal right to afflict that demoniac because he was dwelling among the tombs. Amen? What do spirits like Legion do to you? Well, let's look at that. Legion is 6,000 strong. There's a lot of soldiers in Legion, and they all have a wide variety of assignments. And many, many, many of them are assigned to make you physically sick and mentally disordered. Now, remember what happened to that man when Jesus delivered that man. What happened to him? It says in verse 15 that they came to Jesus and they looked intently and searchingly at the man who had been a demoniac, and he was sitting there clothed and in his right mind. He got his mind back, number one. He got his mind back. He was healed of those disorders that were in his mind. That spirit was driving him crazy. He was beating, bruising, cutting himself, running naked among the tombs. He had lost his mind. Every one of us, to some degree, has issues in here. If you've got excessive chatter, chatter, chatter to the point where it's tormenting you, it's probably Legion. You probably have a wound in your soul from something that has hurt you, either a sin against you or a sin you did yourself or a trauma you went through, and now that wound is causing you to dwell among the tombs. And Legion might be attacking your mind, causing noise in your mind. He can also cause disorders, bipolar diseases and depressions and anxieties, a wide variety. He is one of the spirits that does that. But when that man was delivered of Legion, he sat there clothed and in his right mind. Amen. Now, if you look up that word, if you go into the Strong's and you break down that little phrase there, clothed and in his right mind, it not only means to be sound of mind, but it means to be healed of diseases. Meaning Legion's making diseases on you. He's one of the spirits that's putting diseases on the church. That's one of his biggest assignments. I looked at the word disease, and it means a lot of stuff. If you look up the word disease, you see it means toxins, parasites, viruses, bacteria, ailments, illnesses. I've noticed that a lot of people who have repeated flu symptoms and get the flu a lot, or colds and stuff like that, it's the spirit of Legion. It's on them because they have a wound inside of them. I've had that myself. I have toe-to-toe with this thing, this beast, so many times. And every time in the end, I won. Because I got my soul healed through Jesus. Amen. But it would make me sick. It would put flus on me. It would put bacterial diseases on me. It would put yeast infections and bladder infections. And I don't mean to be blunt, but I know right now a lot of people want to hear me say this. And I see people healed of chronic urinary tract infections and chronic yeast infections and chronic problems, chronic flus and symptoms and dizziness. A lot of people who are dizzy, that's a sign that Legion can be on you. There's so many different diseases and disorders that come upon you when Legion comes on you because you have something in your soul that's given him the legal right to have dominion. Let me tell you one other thing, too. Does anybody know any cutters? Cutters? You do? Are they teens? Notice how a lot of teens are cutting themselves. What is that? Well, one of the spirits that makes teenagers do that is Legion. Why? Remember what it said? That man that lived among the tombs would beat and bruise and cut himself. Beat and bruise and cut himself. What's happening with the teens? They've been wounded. They got bullied at school, or they got embarrassed or humiliated, or some boy or some, you know, broke up with them, and or some girl did something to a boy, or their friends did something horrible to them, or their teacher was mean to them, or they were molested as children, or, you know, something's happened to them. And those sins, either they might have committed or someone committed against them, have wounded their soul, and they're dwelling among the tombs. And because they have a wound in their soul, they have something in common with Legion, and he comes and he makes them beat and bruise and cut themselves. I saw a prison special the other day on prisoners, because that's who we are and what we do as prisoners. And I saw, I was just broken when I watched this. I wanted to fly to that facility and help this man. There was a special done on a couple different inmates that were inside, and they were all guys that were doing that to themselves, that were cutting themselves, beating themselves, and inflicting horrible injuries upon themselves. One guy would swallow anything he could get his hands on, bed springs. He'd rip the bed apart till he could get a spring out, and he'd swallow it. When they would give him, you have to issue, like, people like that, a razor, and they're supposed to use it, and they give it right back. Well, before he'd get it back, he'd break the razor out and swallow the razor. And I saw him, and I could see how deeply wounded he was in his soul. And I knew it was Legion. We've got to get better, church. We've got to get the wounds in our soul healed so we can kick the enemy in the teeth. And we can remove him off of people like that who are living under the bondage of this spirit who is terrorizing them, causing them to swallow razor blades and bed springs. It's unacceptable. Amen? Let's move into an activation. Let's get healed. Amen? Jesus defeated the enemy with both the cross and the resurrection. He defeated the enemy with both the blood and the dunamis. Remember what it says about the cross in Colossians 2. It says that he disarmed the powers and authorities, making a public spectacle over them, triumphing over them at the cross. So at the cross, Jesus made a fool of Satan. Amen? He triumphed over Satan at the cross. And when you partake of the blood, you do the same thing. You're triumphing over Satan with the blood. But Jesus didn't just use the cross. He used dunamis power to defeat Satan also. Where does it say that? Acts 10:38. It says that God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power, dunamis. And he went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. See, he healed people who were having demons attack them with dunamis. So put your hand on your chest or your stomach, because we're going to prophetically decree these things into your soul. Amen. Thank you, God. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we put the blood of Jesus on any sin in our soul that has wounded us and caused us to dwell among the tombs. Lord, search our souls right now. Search our souls right now. Search our souls. Go to every wound that we have in common with the demonic attack that is currently assailing us right now. We speak to our souls and we decree, be filled with the blood. Every sin that has made a wound that's in common with this assailment is going to be washed clean by the blood right now. By the blood right now. Right now. Just focus on that for a minute. Okay, now say amen. Now, are we going to stop there? No, we always used to, though, didn't we? But we've been baptized into Christ. We went down in death at the cross, but now we're going to come up to new life at the resurrection, aren't we? New life at the resurrection. And Paul said, I want to know him in the power, or dunamis, of his resurrection. Amen? So everybody just say, I want to know the power of the resurrection right now, Lord. I want to know the power of the resurrection. Show me the power of your resurrection, Lord. Show me the power of your resurrection. I'm dwelling among the tombs. I need that power. I need that power, God. I'm desperate for the power. I am desperate not to dwell among the tombs anymore. fill me with dunamis. Cry out to him, church. Show me dunamis. I want to know that power. I want to know that power. Fill me with dunamis so I can be excellent a soul. I don't want to live among the tombs. I'm desperate to come out from among the tombs. Look upon me as you looked upon the demoniac, Lord. Deliver me from the tombs in my soul, Jesus. Heal my tombs, Lord. I don't want to dwell there anymore.
I really believe dunamis is healing your soul of everything you have in common with Legion, because the word dunamis means excellent of soul. Now, put your faith on this. The word dunamis also means the power to perform a miracle. So the same power that is healing your wounded soul is also quickening your physical body and positioning you to receive a miracle. So let me pray that over you right now. Lord Jesus, I praise you that your resurrection dunamis power is not only healing us in our souls, but giving us the power to perform a miracle. So I decree supernatural healing miracles right now. I command viruses and bacteria to die. I command infections to go in Jesus' name. I command pain you leave in the name of Jesus. And I command mental disorders to depart in Jesus' name. I speak to the body and I command it, be healed in the name of Jesus. I command good cells to grow, immune systems to be healed, physical bodies to be repaired and strengthened, all in Jesus' name. Amen. When we teach inmates how to receive healing in their soul, we see real results. I am living proof that a career criminal can be transformed to the point of being able to change the world. Jesus said, send out harvesters into the field. Guess what? Some of those harvesters are in prison. There are millions of people waiting for their kingdom assignment. We just need to get them healed, trained, and released into their destiny. For several years, this has been our mission, and now you can help.
Today, with your support, you're giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a life change. Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus 4-disc set. With your gift of $35 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul.
I was chronically sick for years, and nothing brought relief. Then God gave me this powerful teaching called The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul. That's when I got miraculously healed. This CD set answers questions about the wounded soul that I haven't addressed on this program. It also includes easy to follow steps to getting your family healed too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to show you some video testimonies of people who got healed of all kinds of sicknesses and infections when they got healed in their soul. If you're suffering from some sort of disorder, this show is going to raise your faith to receive your miracle. Don't miss it. We'll see you next week.